tonight, if you have your Bibles with you. Tonight, we want to talk about the Lord. The title of our message is, Jesus Christ Has Never Failed Us. That is a wonderful, wonderful title. Amen. We may think at times, Lord, where are you? But Jesus Christ has never failed us. And by His Word, God will prove He has never failed us. Amen. As you stand for the reading of the Word, amen. I'll tell you, the husbands will fail their wives. And wives will fail their husbands. And the husbands, mothers, and fathers, amen, will fail their children. And children will fail their parents. We have all been discouraged. Amen. We have all been disappointed. We have all had doubts. We have all asked, why are my prayers not answered? Does Jesus really love me? Does Jesus really care? Does Jesus hear my cries? Is Jesus truly concerned about me? Has Jesus failed me? I say no, no. God's Word, the Bible, proves that Jesus Christ has never failed us.
Amen.
And He will never fail us. For His promises, amen, from His very first promise in Genesis to His very last promise in Revelations, from Genesis to Revelations, God's Word, amen, God keeps His promises.
Amen.
He will never fail us. Alpha the beginning, Omega the end. From the beginning to the end, He has given us many promises. Tonight I want to speak of three promises that God has given us in the book of Genesis. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 15. I want to speak to you, even at the time that the Lord God made pronouncements, amen, upon Adam and Eve in the garden and the serpent in the garden, because of disobedience, because of sin, amen, even in the midst of God, amen, correction, He gave us a promise. He gave us a prophecy. Amen. And in verse 15 of chapter 3, God says, and I will put enmity, enemies, between thee, the woman, Eve, and between the serpent, amen, and his seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the first promise. God speaking to Satan. God prophesied of the coming of Jesus. Even here in the beginning, amen, God foretold the woman's seed shall bruise Satan's head to destroy him. Satan's head shall bruise Jesus' heel. But Jesus is victorious.
Amen.
Amen, amen. The Word of God said, John said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. The Word of God says, behold the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. God knew the end from the beginning. God, amen, knew, amen, that we was going to need a Savior.
Amen.
God knew that we was going to need a Messiah. Amen. And here God speaks in the very beginning to the woman and to the serpent. The man, amen, and Satan. And the Lord promises us that Jesus Christ is going to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Amen. Then His second promise, you may be seated. Amen. God, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, God prophesies through Isaiah, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God prophesied through Isaiah of the coming of Jesus. And that Jesus is God the Father. This is a promise, folks. In Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, the Word of God prophesies through Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. These are prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, the Word of God says, "And she shall bring forth a son," talking about the Virgin Mary, "and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and ye shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." God's word is fulfilled. Jesus Christ is born of the virgin. God's promise to us in Isaiah 9 and 6 is fulfilled. God the Father did not fail us. He kept his word. Jesus, the man, never failed us. From birth to death to resurrection, amen, Jesus Christ has never failed us. Jesus was baptized by John, amen. He fulfilled the promise. Jesus never failed us. Jesus was tempted by Satan. Jesus never failed us. In Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 3, the scripture says, "And when the tempter Satan came to Jesus, he said to Jesus, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The devil taketh Jesus up into the holy city, and setteth him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt doubt thy foot with a stone. Jesus saith unto him, unto the devil, It is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Amen. Listen to these words tonight, folks. Amen. These are the promises of God Almighty, that God will never fail us. Amen. When Jesus was tempted of the devil, amen, and the devil told him, cast yourself down, try and commit suicide, amen, the devil quoted scriptures to Jesus and said, it's written in the Bible that his angels will lift you up, lest you dice thy foot against a stone. Jesus didn't give in to the temptation. He didn't argue with Satan. He said, it's written, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Here is living proof that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is God. Amen. The devil did not try to tempt the eternal spirit in heaven, but he tried to tempt the man, Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And saith unto Jesus, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt bow down and worship me. Then Jesus saith unto him, Get thee hence, Satan. Get behind me, devil. For it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen. Jesus never failed us. Jesus never gave into Satan's temptations. Jesus never failed us. Jesus ministered God's word for 3.5 years. Jesus fulfilled his ministry. His promises were fulfilled that were spoken in Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, where it said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. If you look in Luke chapter 4, verse 17 through 19, it says, And there was delivered unto Jesus the book of the prophet Isaiah on the Sabbath, and when he had opened the book, Jesus opened the book, amen, and he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Jesus Christ preached the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The word of God said he was bruised. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. He went on and said, amen, that by his stripes we are healed. Amen. To preach deliverance to the captives. Jesus said he came to set the captives free, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus fulfilled Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. Amen. Jesus never failed in his ministry. He never failed us. Jesus said, today, this scripture, he just read, is fulfilled in your ears. He spoke to the people there in the synagogue, and he said, these scriptures, amen, that I just quoted, Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, amen, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, it is fulfilled today in your very ears. Jesus never failed us in the garden when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Though he prayed so hard, his sweat was as of great drops of blood. Though Jesus cried, if it be possible, Father, let this cup pass me by. Yet Jesus said, not my will be done, Father, but thy will be done. Jesus never failed us.
That's right.
Jesus didn't cop out.
Amen.
Jesus didn't run. Amen. Jesus stayed the course. Jesus never failed us. When he was delivered unto the high priest Caiaphas, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 63 through 68, the Bible says, but Jesus held his peace when the high priest came and spoke to Jesus, and the high priest answered and said unto Jesus, I adjure you, I command you by the living God, that if thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto the high priest, thou hast said. Jesus is saying, you've acknowledged I am the Son of God. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Jesus made a proclamation, amen, though you don't believe I'm the Lord, though you don't believe I'm the Messiah, even though you ask and you said, amen, and I say it so, amen, you're going to see me on the right hand of the Father of power, and you're going to see me coming in the clouds of heaven. And we're watching for him to come in the clouds of heaven. Amen. We're watching for him to come in the rapture. Hallelujah. Then the high priest rent his clothes, tore his clothes, saying, Jesus has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, now we have heard this blasphemy. What do you think? Speaking to the others of the Sanhedrin council, speaking to those other Pharisees who were judging Jesus, and they answered and said, Jesus is guilty of death. Why? Because Jesus, being a man, proclaimed that he was God. Amen. And we know it was true. But these folks, amen, it caused them to become almost insane with hatred. Amen. And the Bible says that they spit in the Lord's face. And they buffeted him. And others smote him with the palm of their hands. They blindfolded Jesus and began to beat him and said unto Jesus, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. Who is it that has smote thee? Caiaphas asked Jesus, art thou the Christ, the Son of God? He accused Jesus of being guilty of death and blasphemy. Jesus never failed us. As they spit in his face, as they buffeted him, as they smote him with their hands, as they mocked him, saying, prophesy to us, thou Christ, who has smote thee? Jesus never failed us. When he was delivered to Pontius Pilate, Jesus gave a good confession. Jesus never failed us. And once again, amen, he was spit upon by the Roman soldiers. He was beaten. He was whipped with a cat of nine tails. 40 lashes saved one. He was stripped naked. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. Jesus never failed us. Jesus endured.
Amen.
He endured the shame of the cross, seeing, amen, the victory that lay ahead, seeing the salvation of his people laying ahead. Amen. Amen. Jesus, amen. He was dragged, amen. And as he went up to the cross of Golgotha's hill, Jesus still never failed us. As they mocked him after they crucified him, they said, if thou be the Christ, come down off the cross, and we will believe you. Now that we have crucified you, now that you're hanging there between heaven and earth, and now that you're fighting for the breath of life, amen. You said you're the Son of God, amen. Let him bring you down off of that cross. You come down off of that cross and we'll believe you. Adding torment and more to his pain. Amen. Jesus never failed us. He cried, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Jesus never failed us. And with a loud voice, he cried and gave up the ghost. He gave up his life. Jesus never failed us. When he went into the bowels of the earth and preached to the imprisoned souls in hell. Jesus never failed us when on the third day he raised from the dead. Amen. And he brought back the keys of hell and death. Jesus fulfilled God's first promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first promise, amen, that was spoken of, amen, in Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. Amen. And it shall bruise his head and he shall bruise his heel. Jesus destroyed, listen to me, Jesus destroyed the power of Satan over mankind. Amen. And that was the power of death.
Amen.
Because all flesh, no matter what life you live, death had power over you. The grave had power over you. Hell had power over you. But when Jesus died, amen, he took back that power. The Word of God says, amen, that Jesus Christ will never fail us. The Father shall send back the comfort of the Holy Ghost in my name. Jesus never failed us.
That's right.
Amen.
When the day of Pentecost was fully come in Acts chapter 2, Jesus sent us the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus never failed us to this very day. Do you hear me?
Amen.
To this very day, Jesus has kept his promises. And he will not fail us in the future. Jesus kept his promise. He said he came to set the captives free. He came to give us life and that more abundantly. Jesus never failed us. He did not call down 12 legions of angels, amen, and destroy mankind. No, Jesus, amen, went to the cross. He told Pilate, you don't take my life. I lay my life down and I have the power to take it up again. Amen. He laid down his life for you and me. Amen. He kept the promise. Amen. He fulfilled the prophecy. Amen. Of the woman, amen, and the seed. And the Word of God goes on to say, he never failed us in the temptation when Satan tempted him. He never failed us when he was being crucified. And he will not fail us. Listen, church. He will not fail us in the future.
Amen.
Jesus will return in the rapture.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. From mortal to immortal. From corruptible to incorruptible. We will be caught up into the air to be with Jesus. No power in earth or heaven or hell can stop the Lord's coming.
Amen.
Jesus will not fail us. The earth will be destroyed. The very elements will melt with fervent heat. Satan will be cast into the lake of fire with the Antichrist and the beast. Satan's head has been bruised by Jesus' heel. There will be a new earth. There will be a new city. There will be no more tears or sorrow or death. Christ will speak and he will fulfill his promises from Genesis to his last promise in the book of Revelation, where Jesus speaks and says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, and the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the bride, the church, say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The Holy Ghost is in agreement with the church, the body of Christ, and the church cries out, and the Spirit of God cries out, anyone out here today that wants to give Jesus their heart, that want to make heaven their home, amen, come and drink the water of life freely.
Amen.
Freely, it's a free gift.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus has fulfilled this last promise in Revelation.
Amen.
Jesus is saying, whosoever will, Jesus Christ has never and will never fail us. Did Jesus fail the Old Testament prophets or the apostles? Consider the sufferings of the prophets. Stoned to death, beaten, cast out. Consider Apostle James, the brother of Apostle John, killed by the sword. Consider Apostle Peter, cast into prison. Consider Apostle Paul, of the Jews, 5 times received 40 stripes, save one. 3 times he was beaten with rods. 1 he was stoned. 3 times he suffered shipwreck. A night and a day he was in the deep in the ocean. He was in peril of robbers, life-threatening situations. In peril for his life among his own countrymen. In peril among false brethren. In hunger and thirst. In fastings often. In cold and nakedness. Did Jesus fail Paul? No. Yet Paul said, that he did not count his present distress or his present sufferings even worth mentioning compared to the glory of God that is going to be revealed in us, his saints. Church, if we live, we live unto the Lord. If we die, we die unto the Lord. To live is Christ, and to die in the Lord is gain.
Amen.
For when I am present in this body, I am separated from Christ. But when I am absent from this natural body, I will be present with Christ for eternity.
Praise God.
Church, Jesus Christ will never fail us. God keeps all His promises.
Amen.
Stand. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's give Him praise. Lord, we thank You,
thank
Father
Jesus,
in heaven, that You have promised that You will never fail us.
Thank You, Lord, for Your
amen, amen, and nothing's going to be able to separate us from
Jesus,
the love of God.
Thank You, Lord,
amen, that we are Yours, and You're going to keep us and protect us and shelter us and see us safely through to heaven. Thank You for the Word of God. God, and tonight, remember Connecting Point Church. Bless this church with souls, Lord. Bless us to do a work for You. God, we are Your servants. And Lord God, we give You our lives. Lord, use us as You will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, we thank You for the service tonight. We thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your presence. We pray, God, You'll go with us now. Keep us this coming week. Bring us safely back out to Thy house. Lord, we give You our love and praise. And let the church say amen.
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 Shake hands and be
friendly.
Friendly.